Our scripture lesson this morning is from 2 Corinthians, verse 12, 9 through 10. But he said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all more gladly about my weakness, so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weakness, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, I am strong." So this morning, I want to talk to you about grace. It's going to be kind of a three-part series. As we know grace, God doesn't break his grace up for us. But as humans, we kind of compartmentalize. Can't say that word very well. And so, there's three type of graces that we know. Preeminent grace, justifying grace, and sanctifying grace. Kind of give you a little bit of some history. Prior to Martin Luther, it was believed that we as Christians may or may not go to heaven. We believed that God chose who went to heaven by the amount of works that we did. But then Martin Luther came along. And Martin Luther said, "Well, hold on just a minute." He goes, "Grace alone, faith alone, and Christ alone." And then a man by the name of John Calvin came along. And John Calvin said, "Well, hold on just a minute. God has preordained our destiny. So it is preordained that some of us will go to heaven and some of us won't." Then came John Wesley. He goes, "Well, hold on. Just a minute. How about this?" And he starts talking. And he starts thinking about things. And I don't know if you've had anybody that you're alone, but it felt like a little tap on your shoulder. Kind of look around. Nobody's there. You know, "Oh, well," it kind of feel like somebody's watching. Or, you know, the American Indians, they knew that there was a God. They called him the Creator. But they didn't know Jesus. They didn't know the Bible. See, John Wesley, great theologian that he was, he had this sense that God was there with us before we knew him. And the best way I can describe it for me is I love being out on the water. And this is back in about 2003, 2004. I was going to the lake almost every weekend. And I looked at the weather and there was like 30% chance of rain. And we go out on the boat and I went down the lake quite a ways, was in a cove, was out swimming, and all of a sudden I heard thunder. Man, I'm a long ways from the ramp. We get back in the boat, and we start off headed to the ramp. Man, it starts pouring. I mean, it's just pouring, cats and dogs. I see a vacant boat dock over there. fenders out and tie up. Wait to the, for the rain to pass. And that's kind of the way I see God's grace. The prevalent grace. Is he's watching out for us. Even though we don't know him, he knows us. And for me, prevalent grace is that grace that he is watching. So I would like to read a quote from John Wesley about grace. If we take this in its utmost extent, it will include all that is wrought in the soul and what is frequently termed natural conscience. But more probably, prevailing grace, all the drawing of the Father, the desire of God, which if we yield to them, increase more and more all the light where the Son of God enlightened everyone to cometh to the world, showing every man to do the just, to love mercy, and to walk humanly with God. All the convenience which his Spirit from time to time works in every child of man. Wesley knew that we needed grace prior to us coming to God, to learning that God even existed. We need God's grace. And so God set up this preeminent grace for us so that we all of mankind, men, women, children, black, white, purple, doesn't matter. We all need God's grace. And God comes to us and taps us on the shoulder. Says, hey, I'm here. Hey, I'm here. He's trying to get our attention. And that's what we need. We need God's grace. I know for me, I'm not perfect. And there's no way that I could do good works for God and become and or get into heaven. I can't do that. I know I'm not that person. I'm not perfect. And God knows that. And that's the reason why we have prayer and grace. So that he can tap us on that shoulder. And he can say, hey, listen. Listen to me. I am here without coming up and shaking. So grace, we need God's grace, all of us. I know I sure do. So think this week about when God has tapped you on the shoulder and said, hey, I'm here. Think about that. Before you knew Christ, did he tap you on the shoulder? Did he say, hey, I'm here? Were you out on the water like I was? All of a sudden there appeared a place that he sheltered. Maybe you were out in a storm and you went on somebody's porch. When has God tapped you on the shoulder?